which is intended to provide an educational and support system for students who believe that one can live a fulfilling, productive, and ethical life without religion. So Iowa taxpayers are spending hundreds of millions of dollars every year on an institution that entrusts the teaching of religion to someone who tells students they're better off without it, and who thinks it's his job to tell an astronomer how to do science. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. Science and Halloween. No one has offered any evidence that ID has ever been taught in an ISU class by anyone. Gonzalez says he hasn't taught it. Can it really be that all these defenders of science are attacking something entirely imaginary? The lack of a witch has never deterred the witch hunters, but a witch hunt is a poor model for scientific inquiry. Iowa State Sociology Professor Dave Schweingruber, 2005. A PBS sequel to Carl Sagan? Forget about it. There's no obvious reason to assume that the very same rare properties that allow for our existence would also provide the best overall setting to make discoveries about the world around us. We don't think this is merely coincidental. It cries out for another explanation, an explanation that points to purpose and intelligent design in the cosmos. Guillermo Gonzalez and J.W. Richards. A Book You're Not Supposed to Read. The Privileged Planet: How Our Place in the Cosmos is Designed for Discovery, by Guillermo Gonzalez and J.W. Richards, Washington, D.C., Regnery Publishing, 2004. Chapter 12. Is ID Science? Guess what? Darwinists have been unable to refute intelligent design with evidence, so they rely on a self-serving definition of science that excludes it from serious consideration. Intelligent design is as scientific as Darwinism, unless science is arbitrarily defined to permit only natural explanations. Darwinists also dismiss intelligent design by citing the consensus of scientists, but in the Middle Ages, the consensus was that the sun revolved around the earth. In their eagerness to oppose intelligent design, Darwinists try to exclude it from serious consideration by arguing that it is not science. In 2004, American Society for Cell Biology President Harvey F. Lodish wrote that intelligent design is not science because the ideas that form the basis of it have never been tested by any scientific peer scrutiny or peer review. In 2005, the American Astronomical Society declared, "Intelligent design fails to meet the basic definition of a scientific idea. Its proponents do not present testable hypotheses and do not provide evidence for their views." And the Biophysical Society adopted a policy stating, "What distinguishes scientific theories from intelligent design is the scientific method, which is driven by observations and deductions."